It's been a few years since America's Black Holocaust Museum on Milwaukee's North Side closed. Now it's about to find a new life online at abhmuseum.org. The virtual museum will offer more than just photos of its exhibits. The late James Cameron was a teenager in Indiana in the 1930s when he survived a lynching attempt. Someone removed the rope from around his neck. Years later, Cameron founded America's Black Holocaust Museum here to trace the history of blacks from slavery to the present. The museum was open for 2 decades until it closed amid financial troubles in 2008, 2 years after Cameron died. Since then, the collection has been in storage, but it will go online Saturday in honor of Cameron's birthday.
People are still asking about the museum. So the interest is there.
That's Cameron's son, Virgil. The Bricks and Mortar Museum featured dramatic exhibits such as a Klansman's hooded robe and a depiction of the underbelly of a slave ship. Online visitors will not be able to experience such displays firsthand, yet Virgil Cameron does not believe their power will be diminished.
I think it'll give people the opportunity to really see what transpired during that period. I think this may dilute the fear that people have of looking at stuff like that. It may help them to heal.
The online museum may even have some advantages. According to spokesman Dr. Fran Kaplan, people will be able to view displays from anywhere without having to travel to Milwaukee. And
you can do different things with an online space than you could do in a physical space.
For instance, offer interactive components that involve visitors.
Exhibits that tell the story through text, videos, learning games, user-generated content.
Kaplan says users can also leave questions for curators to answer, and the museum will ask visitors for feedback in hopes of enhancing the collection.
They'll find special things such as the memorial to victims of lynching, in which we focus on the life stories, not on the death stories of the people who have died as a result of lynching. And we encourage visitors to, if they have such a story in their family, to post it online so that we get to know who these people were.
Kaplan says it took about a year for scholars, filmmakers, game designers, and others to prepare the exhibits. All donated their time. She says there is still hope the museum will someday reopen in physical form, pending the ability to raise funds. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.